Sasha's gaze was like meaty hooks sinking into his heart. Damien didn't move or relent. He stared down at Sasha, his lips curled into a treacherous smirk. He could have him now, bent over, willing or unwilling, it made no difference. Sasha's mouth formed into a snarl, and he tried to shove Damien away, but Damien caught his wrist and held on tightly. Sasha looked thoroughly aghast. Shock rippled across his features as he struggled to move away. But Damien was inflexible, indomitable, his massive hands clenched onto Sasha's wrists as if they were mere twigs he could easily bend and snap.
We haven't sent Mark today, Damien said, his voice like gravel, thick with lust and heat. Daily, you promised. We missed this morning. Now is the time.
Pure rage flashed in his eyes. You dare be so unprofessional and bring that up here?
According to pack laws, as my betrothed, we must send Mark daily. Don't be shy.
Damien's lips curled into a crooked grin.
We do it all the time.
I don't.
You know the consequences if we don't, Damien warned seriously.
As the alpha of the pack, most of the wolves were sensitive to his moods, and it would cause quite a stir if he ended up being agitated for the rest of the day.
Fine, Sasha sniffed. His back went ramrod straight. Get it over with.
Damien bit back a grin. He leaned toward Sasha, breathing in his ambrosial scent. His eyes slipped shut, nostrils flaring greedily at his pungent scent. Damien couldn't help but inch closer, and his hands itched to wrap around Sasha's narrow waist. He was so lithe, slim. His black hair was chopped short at the sides, but was fluffy and soft at the top, framing his face nicely. Eyelashes fluttering over pale, pink-twinged cheeks like a ripening peach. Damien ran his nose down his cheek, forcing himself not to bend forward and take a bite. A bead of sweat trickled down Sasha's temple, and his hands clenched and unclenched at his sides. Light tremors exploded in his hands as Damien watched as Sasha angled his neck, offering himself up on a silver platter. Damien loved this part.